Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an excellent Monday night. We're coming live to you from Brewster, Washington. Rolling Energy. Tonight is our military call. I want to thank everybody that has served, the present, the past, and the future. We want to give service and homage to every military person around the world that has served our country. And we thank you. We thank you for your freedom. We thank you for your service that you give us, the freedom to be able to make calls like this on a wonderful night like tonight. Thank you so much. Tonight's show, we're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. Now, who was Nikola Tesla? Nikola basically said years and years ago, he said, if you want to know the secrets to the universe, think in terms of energy, frequencies, and vibration. Nikola Tesla was a physicist, an inventor, electrical engineer, but more than anything else, Nikola saw literally into the future. He was a futurist. And that's one of the things that we want to talk a little bit about. Now, nature's frequencies has took an inspiration and inspired technology from Nikola Tesla and has patented the process of replicating the energies and frequencies from any natural or any kind of source, whether it be windshield, whether it be a glass that you look out of your home, whether it be the material that you see. All kinds of different things that you can get, asphalt, concrete, you know, anything that is actually produced as a frequency and a molecule. Now, nature's frequencies has turned that into a programmable and wearable kind of technology that works in harmony with your body's imminent intelligence, and it safely directs the right amount of energy to the right place at the right time and the right amount. One of the ways I always like to tell people to start off with a program is, if you could remember back in January, Iran, their terrorist-sponsored people, were shooting missiles at our soldiers over in Iraq. I don't know if you saw, but that was like a rapid pulsating light, rapid response that was taking missiles out of the air. Would you have ever dreamed that we had that kind of technology that would be available today to people? Well, I want to take you a little bit into the future. Think about 2040 or 2050. The future is here now. And before I get into that, I want to do two legal claims, and one's on medical and one's on income. First thing, all of our branding partners and the statements that we're going to make tonight have not been evaluated by the FDA. Information that you're going to hear tonight here on is not intended to be taken as any medical advice. No therapeutics, no medical claims are either will be implied or made tonight. Please do not alter any medical treatments or use of any medications without the written permission from your medical care provider. As far as incomes, all the incomes information that we're going to provide tonight is based on the Nature Frequencies Branding Partners Reward Program on their front page of their website. So please refer to them and look at the information on the website. All earnings and results are from the sales of Nature's Frequencies products, so please see the person who invited you to this. Get with them and get their website. You can go to the compensation plan and the reward plan on their personal page and look for the complete details on earnings and of the requirements it takes. No earning claims will be made or will be implied tonight. With that being said, I want to thank very, very much the gentleman that's working the board tonight, him and his wife. Richard is such a wonderful individual that's working our door tonight. We thank him so much for that, for working the door on really a short notice. And his wife, Joy, major, major people and a great couple. We thank them so much for what they do for Nature's Frequency. And I want to introduce my friend and my business partner, Professor Irv Samuels. Irv basically the college level and graduate students. He taught at a major university in Ohio for more than 15 plus years. And Irv taught business, business development, business strategy, business law, you name it on business, Irv taught it. Sorry, folks, I'm trying to actually get backed into a door, and I got a car right here at me. I apologize for that. Sometimes it takes driving a semi. I own a semi truck and trailer company, so it's kind of like sometimes you get in a situation. But Irv also taught marketing, internet marketing. He taught psychology. We call him professor because he taught for more than 15 plus years at a major university. And with that, Irv, are you on the call? Irv Samuels, unmute yourself. Richard, is Irv on the call yet?
All right. I believe you can hear me now.
Yes, sir, I am. Will you take it away because I'm trying to back in.
Okay. You just don't knock the building over. That wouldn't be too good. Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about a piece of history. I'm going to talk a little bit about changing everyone's absolute quality of life. And I'm going to talk about the future, your future. So let me begin with the historical part, and that is looking back about 8 years ago, Mike Hassler, a young man from New Hampshire, was invited to the Tesla convention. And for those of you that are aware of the genius of Nikola Tesla, it's absolutely awesome to begin to try to understand how he possibly could have produced and theorized on the things that he did. He died in the 40s, okay? And the information that we're going to talk about this evening, he was actually theorizing ideas related to this that, you know, led to these developments in one way or another 100 years ago. Pretty amazing to have that foresight. So Mike was invited to this convention, and his father, Rick, who had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company, basically said, Mike, no, you're too young. You're not going to Germany. That's where the convention was that year, by yourself. And quite frankly, you know, leave it at that. And Mike didn't leave it at that. He was pretty persistent. And eventually his dad gave in. He said, all right, you're going, but there's a catch. And said, we're going together. You know, I don't know how disappointed Mike was with having dad tag along, but that's how it went down. They went to the convention. They both were in the same auditoriums. They both, you know, had a lot of information thrown at them, and they came back, and Rick pretty much, you know, sort of denigrated everything he heard. It was just so amazing and so, you know, absolutely awesome information, but, you know, he thought it was way out there, you know, way into the future kind of ideas. Mike, on the other hand, said, Dad, you know, based upon, you know, what they got me thinking about, I think I could do something practical with this quantum resonating energy and impact the world. And when he said that, his dad did a, you know, quadruple take. I mean, you know, realistically, they were both in the exact same environment, same auditorium, they heard the same information. But Rick went away with, you know, this is about anything but practical. And Mike went away with, I think I could transform it into practical. So that was basically, you know, where the idea for this company began. And Mike said to Dad, if you get me some equipment, we'll go to work and see how quickly I could come up with some ideas that will have impact on other individuals, you know, around our neighborhood and around the country and maybe even around the world. And at that time, his dad said, how much? And Mike said, well, I need some new computers. I need some equipment to isolate frequencies. I need some aqueous solution materials so that we could put frequencies into fluids and then embedded into storage devices. I need some, and he went on and on. I need some scalar equipment. I need some blue light equipment. And his dad said, well, you know, it's only money. If you're real, if you, you know, are going to really devote yourself to this and make it happen, here's the checkbook. And that's what happened. So it didn't take very long before Mike actually came up with a patentable idea. And that idea was, you know, basically the inception of this company. It's founded in Brockton, Massachusetts. Manufacturing is done in-house, so it's all U.S. manufactured. They now have a total of 5 patents. They do all the research and development in-house, as do they control distribution here in the United States and Canada, and then they have set up distribution points in other in 8 other spots around the world already. So it's a formidable company, and here was the beginning patent. Basically, Mike was able to use the equipment and isolate a given frequency. You know, Gary went into that a little earlier. Everything has a frequency, and they just, you know, chose certain substances, and they isolated the frequency. Then they put it into storage devices, and they've been working with holograms, and they've been working with fibers, the substrate that they found to be the most effective is pretty much a layered carbon fiber. And again, they've gone through, you know, myriads of different materials, and they found that to be the absolute go-to material for holding frequencies without them changing in any way. And then here is the genius of that first patent. When a biofield, whether it's from a plant, whether it's from an animal, or whether it's from a human, comes into the close proximity of one of these storage devices, the beneficiary gains the frequency from that storage device, and it impacts their biofield in the same fashion as if they had consumed or have been impacted by the original source of that energy. Now, don't know about you, but when I heard that, they said, can't be, you know, absolutely crazy. Doesn't even fit in any part of my ability to understand. You know, when I heard that, just it was way out there. And then somebody said, hey, you know what the sun is. And I said, duh. And then they said, and you probably understand that the sun, you know, exposure to the sun is probably one of the simplest ways that you could stimulate the natural production of vitamin D3 in your body. And I was certainly aware of that. I said, yeah, I get it. And then they said, and you realize that you can't overdose on vitamin D3 produced from that energy of the sun that, again, doesn't have any substance. It's only energy. It's quantum resonating energy. And I said, no, I wasn't aware that, you know, you couldn't develop too much vitamin D3. Well, turns out you can't. And when they explained that to me, I got it. Okay, quantum resonating energy, something as simple as a source like the sun, provides, you know, kind of impact on the energy fields of the body, and we respond accordingly, developing, in this particular example, a vitamin in the body. But it works for pretty much every aspect of our overall function, and it works the same way on plants and animals. So we have some major impactful technologies, life-altering technologies. The first is called Relief, and it, you know, does exactly what the description makes it sound like it would do, and that is provides relief from anxiety and stress, relief from discomfort, whether it's chronic or acute. So if you have a condition that, you know, it's been lingering maybe a decade, maybe longer than a decade, it still will guide your body to relief. Frequencies only, more than 100 frequencies embedded in this little hologram. Hologram looks basically like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and it's good for about 72 hours. After 72 hours, it's a peel and stick. You pull it off, you put another one on, you're good for another 3 days. So doesn't get much simpler than that for getting relief, and no complications related to putting chemicals in your body. Over-the-counter, you know, products that, you know, you buy have all kinds of warnings about, you know, potential side effects. And if you go to the hospital because you have some major discomfort going on, they're going to give you some prescription drugs probably, or, you know, some other treatment, whatever it is, but there's going to be some side effects of those. Don't worry about that when you're using quantum resonating energy. Perfectly healthy, perfectly natural, perfectly a part of our world, and now so simple to enjoy. We also have a simple resonator that's called Nitro, and it's pretty resonator. It's gold. You put them, you know, on an energy point on your body. Drink lots of water to get the optimum benefit from these resonators. And what nitric oxide does is it specifically helps your body to perform in every aspect of life in a much more efficient level. When you were 18 as men, women 22 to 24, you had amazing levels of nitric oxide gas being produced naturally within the cardiovascular system. But as we age, unfortunately, we lose a lot of that production. By the time we're age 40, we've probably lost about 30%. And by the time we're age 50, we're down to only 50% of the production that we had when we were at our peak. And then we lose a lot of production as we continue to get older. And unfortunately, that's what we used to describe as the natural aging process. Nothing natural about it. It's basically, you know, for one reason or another, your diet is insufficient. You just don't produce that gas like you should. Well, we have a simple resonator, no chemicals, that will facilitate younger functioning nitric oxide production, and the benefits are extreme. Would you like a little extra performance mentally when you have a project that really wants clear mind and some serious thinking power? How about performance in physical activity? If you're into sports or competitive activities, wouldn't you like the edge, a little extra ability to, you know, kind of do your activity a little more aggressively and recover quicker? And why does that work? Well, back in 1998, there was a medical Nobel Prize that specifically was granted to some individuals that were charting or creating kind of the first dissertations to allow us to understand the importance of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. And what they, you know, brought to all of our attention is that it's a natural vasculator. Pretty much allows your entire cardiovascular system to more efficiently deliver nutrients, and more importantly, or at least as importantly, oxygen to every cell in your body. And, you know, when you begin to think about that, how important is oxygen? Pretty important. And if you have more of it, you know, things work a little better. The cells work at much more efficient levels. And if you don't have any, it's not a good thing. Stop breathing. Check it out. We move on. We have immunity patches. They basically boost your immune system based upon, they put frequencies in it that are known to really help with, you know, higher, more efficient, effective immune response. Things like vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, which is great for viruses and colds. And then they put plant component frequencies in like Kodakoda, licorice root, elderberry, literally a cornucopia of perfect ingredients in frequency formula only that make a huge difference in the way your immune system will be functioning. I had an interesting experience when I was first introduced to it. I happened to have, you know, some kind of nasal discharge to extreme. Don't know what the cause was. I don't really care, but I was miserable. And I put one of these stickers on and didn't even read the instructions. It recommends you use two. And about 20 minutes after I put it on, my nasal discharge had gone from, like, extreme, you know, Niagara Falls coming out of my nose, to a little drip. And that was pretty remarkable. It was better than any, you know, kind of antihistamine that I had ever used. And then we go beyond that, and I expected to have a miserable night, you know, being kind of up all night, blowing my nose and getting a red nose and being miserable and eventually fatiguing out and crashing. It's not what happened. I went to sleep relatively easily, and I woke up in the morning with without any symptoms. So I've been wearing these immune resonators ever since and will continue to do so probably forever. Why? Because I know they work. And you'll know they work, and you'll know all these modalities work when you try them. So I highly recommend, get back to the individual that invited you to this information. Get their website, look things over, get all the information you need, and begin your own personal prove-it-to-yourself journey. All of the products in the company are unconditionally guaranteed when you buy them from the company, so there's no risk in your moving forward and beginning to experience a much better quality of life based upon using these. And then we have a burn chip, great for dropping some inches and pounds. We have a revive chip. It's specifically for any complications from the neck on up, stiff neck, toothache, gum pain, jaw pain, discomforting situations in the nasal cavity when you have too much congestion. For some people that leads to a headache. Some people that have really severe chronic headaches and they're debilitating, simply put these patches on and enjoy relief. Then we have a patch called Wow, and it literally is. It has pretty much all the frequencies of all the other patches included in them and more. And doesn't have the burn modalities, but pretty much everything else is kind of the results that you could gain to some degree from the other patches. There's a synergy of all the frequencies in the Wow. And it is named exactly for the experience that you're going to have when you try them. Wow. And then we have CBD in a resonator. CBD is one of the fastest growing consumer products in the world. Why? Because everybody in this planet needs to have some source of stimulation for a natural system within the body called the endocannabinoid system. And hemp happens to be one of those stimulators. We have a full spectrum CBD from organically sourced CBD, and it resonates only. So we don't have any chemical composition issues. We don't have any dosage issues. We don't have frequency. How often do you have to take a normal tincture or, a gummy or whatever kind of CBD you're normally using? And then are they consistent? And that's an experiment everybody goes through when they, use CBD. And if you take too much, you pretty much sleep for a couple of days. We don't have any of those challenges. We have a resonating CBD that works, again, in the simple patch version, 3 days. And we have a dog tag version that lasts an entire year, guaranteed for a year. So doesn't get any simpler. And we have kind of the advantage in the entire market. And more than that, we have the ability for everybody to benefit from it because there's no chemical content. So CDL drivers and military people and retired veterans and people that work for the federal government or state governments or universities and people that have health insurance policies that basically say they can't test positive for things like cannabis or their policy will be canceled, they don't have anything to worry about with our CBD. So that's pretty much an overview of the little patches. Now I'm going to move on to three other amazing technologies. Everybody should take advantage of these. The first is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency, electromagnetic radiation is all around us. We're in a cloud of radiation. And a lot of people hold a cell phone to their head. Read your manual. It says never do that. Specifically, it emits electromagnetic frequency. So does your microwave. So does your smartphone. So does your laptop and your notebook and your smart appliances and your smart TV and your burglar alarm system and your camera system around your house and your smart meter on your house. And I could go on and on. You got the idea. Anything that transmits information basically has EMF damaging consequences associated with that transmission. Protect yourself. Put a simple EMF shield on your device and enjoy a healthier state of life. If you have children or grandchildren, you are absolutely remiss after you investigate these facts if you don't protect them from every device that's in their proximity. We have a freshness card, revolutionary, covered specifically by one of the patents. And what it does is it affords freshness and vitality in the vibrancy of things that are alive and you know, just at their best in nature, to be extended by 50%. I was on the phone last week doing one of these radio blogs, and I was at Scott's house, and Scott came up to me and had a gallon of milk, and he said, "Smell this." I said, you know, I thought it was crazy. I was on the radio talking, and yet it was time for smelling milk. So I did smell like normal milk. And then he poured a big glass out of it, and he drank it in front of my eyes. And then he kind of brought the gallon back, and he pointed out the expiration date. It was August the 4th. Well, you know, that's a long time ago, and it was perfect milk. So if you want to save a lot of money on things that normally, you know, kind of get spoiled before you get to use them all up, my pet peeve is red raspberries and spinach, organic spinach. They disintegrate so quickly, typically. But now that I have freshness cards, I get to enjoy them to the last morsel. So you have two choices. One is keep, you know, doing things the way you're doing things, and every time you throw something out that you paid, you know, hard-earned cash to buy, you're just burning $5 and $10 bills needlessly. Or buy one of these cards, save hundreds of dollars every year. So that's that technology, exclusive to this company, and absolutely demonstrable for anybody that's willing to go through the experiment with one of the freshness cards to prove it to themselves. And then we have the final item that I'm going to talk about is definitely the quintessential item in the product line. It's called a earthing card. Now, I don't know how many people listening tonight are familiar with the term earthing. It's, you know, basically getting your body integrated with the frequencies of the earth. That would be running barefoot through the grass, you know, going to the beach and specifically taking your sandals off and running through the sand or running out into the ocean to, you know, enjoy the full intensity of our planet Earth. Going to Niagara Falls, getting as close to the you know, the energy of the falls as you can. Going to rapids in streams and rivers and just enjoying that frequency. Well, those are elating moments for most of us, you know, when we have the rare opportunity to take advantage of that, and we do, our body, we feel better. It, you know, it literally kind of clears our focus. It gives us a feeling of energy. Well, we have a technology, looks like a credit card, a little thicker, a little bigger, a little stronger. It's made out of carbon fiber, and it has earthing frequencies embedded in it along with other frequencies. And when it's in the proximity of, you know, humans or animals or plants, it begins to impact them in many, 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 many ways. And I highly recommend that you investigate the benefits of earthing. Simply go to the website and watch a medical doctor review the literature, you know, the scientific validation of how important earthing is. And that is at tinyurl.com/drearthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. tinyurl.com/drearthing. It's going to open your eyes, and you'll understand that this card that we have available that provides, you know, continuous earthing, chronic exposure to the vibrational frequencies of the earth, is worth thousands of dollars, even more than that. I mean, it's probably an invaluable wellness tool, yet so inexpensive relative to what is your health worth. So with that, having kind of detailed things that may sound pretty crazy, may sound like, you know, too good to be true, but they're all guaranteed, so you could prove that they are all true and real to yourself. That spells opportunity. And I'm not going to, you know, kind of make any claims of any kind, but I just want to spell out some possibilities. Possibilities for your family's future. First of all, if you choose to invite people to these radio programs, and we have tomorrow night a great webinar, you can either call in or you can, you know, watch it on the internet. on Saturday we have a practitioner usually most weeks that have, you know, extreme experience in using these healing modalities, these you know, energy modalities to bring improve lives, improve activities to people's lives. And you know, there's lots of other ways that we share. We have 29 videos archived in our video archive file, and we have a sharing team tool, and we have, it goes on and on. We have all kinds of resources, and we'll even put together for anybody that becomes a brand partner, we'll give you a digital or a virtual business card that you could share information right from that card to anybody you want to share it with anywhere in the world at any time. You could do it in so many different ways. You could do it using QR codes. You could do it by doing bumping. I thought that was a dance when I first heard about doing the bump. But bottom line is that sharing will, at the very least, as you know, begin to open people's vision and give them the opportunity to become familiar with these technologies, when they make a informed decision and choose to use them, you earn money. Don't have to spend any money to become an affiliate here. I highly recommend that you become a product of the product as soon as you can, but you could do that out of earnings. Many of our people have. And each time that you bring somebody to the information that finds it fascinating and are willing to try it, that's money in your pocketbook. And, you know, as you begin to, share with other people, you can easily eliminate any expenses relative to using our product. So you can have all the products in our product line, use them continuously, and never spend any of your hard-earned cash to do that. Not a bad thing. Free is a good price. And speaking of free, all first-time listeners on this call this evening, if you follow the procedures that we'll detail momentarily, you'll be able to get some free resonators, three of them. That's a 9-day supply, just for having tuned into our show this evening. And, you know, I highly recommend you take advantage of that offer. So free is a good beginning. Share with other people. Get your products free. If you step up your game a little, you know, share with a few more people, those checks will begin to grow beyond just enough to purchase your products, you know, so you could develop part-time income. And you could do that not spending very much time, you know, while you're in the grocery store line, while you're, you know, specifically waiting to get your fast food if you use that junk. You know, just give a little invite to everybody that you come into contact with. You'll find that people like the idea of getting something for free, and they're willing to listen to these radio blog shows that we do 5 nights a week. So grow some income. And then there are those of us that have chosen to absolutely impact the world, and we're out aggressively sharing this information. That can turn into very easily full-time income, very part-time. And then, depending on, you know, how committed you are and what your intentions are and what your work ethics are and how coachable you are, you could turn that into serious, serious residual income. You could turn it into legacy income if you choose. And typically I describe a couple parts of the compensation plan, but I was a little lengthy this evening, so I'm just going to pass it back to Gary, and we'll go from there. Thanks for listening. Gary?
Thank you, Irv. Wonderful, wonderful job. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to press 1, but before you actually do that, hopefully you had a pen and paper. And if you would, if you're a first-time caller, I want to hear from the first-time callers. Please don't be bashful. I need to get your first name only. Don't need to know nothing but your first name. I'd like to know who invited you to the call so we could write their name down. And you're going to hear the last 4 digits of your phone number, And when your number is called out, press 1 on your phone. If you're a first-time caller, we'd like for you to go to, we'd like you to go to quantumsolutionsnow.info, scroll down to the bottom in the pink, and then there's a form down there. And if you'll follow the instructions really carefully, check on what you would like or what you heard that you'd like to know more information about. That form will be, and make sure you put the person's name that invited you. That form will be emailed or text to the person that invited you. Person that invited you will send you the video. We'd like for you to watch a couple of the videos. And when you watch a couple of the videos and you get back to the person that invited you to tonight or any night that we do it, to our Blog Talk show, and you get back to that person, they'll contact us. They'll contact myself or Herb. You will get 1 week's supply absolutely free to try out. If you're a person that's been here before and you invite somebody into that, you do the exact same thing. You invite somebody, they get three, but you also will get two of the cubics absolutely free for helping and sharing and promoting the radio show. With that being said, I'm going to bring on a wonderful, wonderful partner, a great friend, Richard. If you would, take over, Richard, announce the last four numbers. And everyone, please hit light up the phone, press 1, and Richard, if you would take over from here, sir.
Okay, I've got it. Number 6809, you've been there for quite a while. I'm going to unmute your line.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great.
Doing
great.
Great.
Yeah, this is Dane Ash. I talked to Gary earlier.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Y'all doing all right?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, I'm not a first-time caller, but I just wanted to try to get on the other times when I've listened. I just wanted to tell you all that April Cunningham sent me, and I'm doing everything I can to help promote this and get it going, you know?
That works.
Perfect.
Any questions, comments?
No, just I think it's a wonderful thing, and I hope more people wake up and realize what's going on and, you know, help with this.
Well, have you done got your own website from the person that invited you yet? If not, you need to get with them. Make sure you get hooked up and then start promoting it 5 nights a week at 8 p.m., and then let's see if we can improve your life a little bit and get you some samples and get you some money rolling in.
That sounds good.
What was your
get
first name
again?
Get back
whoever invited you. Your first name?
It was April Cunningham, and my name is Dana, D-A-N-A Asher. I live in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay.
And then April's the one that invited him, Richard.
Yep,
his name is Dana. Got it. Thank
Got
you
it.
So much, and make sure you get with Dana and get your free website. We'll cover that, and let's get you rocking and rolling and making some extra money and get you out of that Lowe's hardware store, making some real money.
Sir. That sounds like a good thing.
Thanks, Dana. Thank you,
yep,
Dana.
Thank you, bye.
0180, go ahead.
This is Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Go ahead.
Scott Rosenberg invited me.
Great.
Great. He's a good man.
How's everybody doing?
We're great. What'd you learn tonight? What'd you think? First-time caller or?
That's first-time caller.
Oh, good,
okay.
good. That means you got some previews
good.
Coming once Scott shares some videos with you.
It's very impressive.
Any questions?
I'm just trying to soak it all in.
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming the first time. We all were in that same seat in the beginning. There's no question. There's a lot of really cool information that you're going to experience over time. You know, you heard about it, but it's a big difference as you begin to experience it.
So I have one question, though. The patches, when you put them on, there's pressure points in the body, and the best
yes.
for best results, you put them on the pressure points, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And all the all the modalities that we have instructions with them, but every body is different. So as a consequence, even though you read the instructions and he gives you a suggestion, you know, as to optimal placement, little experimentation, a little tweaking might, you know, lead to better results. Now, the only thing that we need to really stress is that hydration is critical for optimal energy benefit. Make sure you drink a lot of water. In fact, you know, we kind of put a guideline out there, and it's only a guideline, but whatever your physical weight is, say you weigh 150 pounds, divide that by two, that would be 75, and that would be your target for how much water you should drink every day.
In pounds or ounces?
Ounces.
Ounces. And also, one other thing I suggest to people, if you happen to be a male and you happen to have hairy arms or you got a hairy chest, just to give you a pre-warning, they won't stick real good on hair. You need to shave it and get you a spot where you can put them on there. Otherwise, they're going to come off and fall off. Shave you a little area up towards the top of your chest a little bit where you can put them on. And then if you're doing a lot of work where you're outside, and, you know, it may be 60, 80, 90 degrees out there, and you're sweating, put you some sports tape over the top of them or a Band-Aid, and put that way they don't, they're not going to fall off. People are not following instructions, so we're trying to tell everybody up front. You know, if you're a hairy person, male, you got a hairy chest, you may want to shave it and then, wash it real good, take some alcohol and then dry it real good and then put your resonators on and then even stick a Band-Aid over top of it.
I think you're being discriminatory in your statements there, Gary. You know, when I'm in Greece and Italy, the women also have the same hairy situation.
Well, I know that. Some women do. Some women do. But anyway, we won't discriminate.
We could also put them on our clothing. they work just
yes,
as well
can.
On the clothing when it's contiguous to your body. You know, so you don't want
yes.
to shave an area. You could put it on your T-shirt or your undergarment in the area of the energy point on your body. Works just as well.
Absolutely.
Hey, Irv, one thing I've noticed ever since I'm carrying the Ursine card, I'm real thirsty. Like, I have to drink a glass of water every 20 minutes.
That's a good thing.
I love that fact. You know, everybody doesn't react in the same fashion, but, you know, that's your body telling you that you need lots of hydration. You know, it's a natural process, and ultimately that's perfect. Wow. I haven't had that experience, but sure is a good one.
Yes, it is.
Before I carried the Ursine card, I used to go half a day without drinking water, you know, out working, and it just, I didn't need it. But now, it's like I'm burning up if I don't drink water.
Dynamite. Wow, you have a smart body.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Get back up with Scott and tell him that you called tonight, and he's probably on the line, and, did you get the name? Did you get his name, Richard?
Yes, Jake.
Make sure you go to the website quantumsolutionsnow.info and fill that in so that you know the process will automatically create the reward for your being here this evening.
Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You so
Thank
much,
you.
Jake, for
Seven.
Calling in. We're here 5 nights a week.
Okay.
Go ahead, Richard. I'm sorry.
7128.
7128.
Okay. Hello. This is Bo Bradley in East Tennessee. Hi there.
Hi.
Well, hey, Bo.
It's an honor to be able to speak with you chaps. I think these modalities that you guys are talking about are fascinating. All is vibration. And we realize that everything has its own inherent frequency rate that it vibrates at, and I think what you guys have done is ingenious. And I'm calling from April Cunningham's home, I'm going to be moving to Virginia Beach in the next couple of days, but I'm very interested in finding out more about your wonderful products.
Love
it.
April, make sure you fill
in your first. Go ahead, Irv.
Make sure you fill in the form at quantumsolutionsnow.info, and we'll love to, you know, have your feedback. We'll get those samples to you after you watch the appropriate videos that you find of interest based upon the topics of interest that you list on that form. And
uh-huh.
We look forward to allowing, you know, your kind of introduction efforts to take over the Virginia, you know, Beach market. There's no one there that knows anything about what you just heard tonight.
That's amazing. I deal with asthma. Do you guys have any modalities that deal with asthma?
Specifically, we don't, you know, talk about medical diagnosis on these calls. You know, I highly recommend that you review the Saturday explanations from our medical practitioners, our chiropractors, our naturopaths, our energy healers, our blue light healers, our Eastern medicine healers. We have literally 29 videos now archived. And as you begin to review those, you'll begin to understand a lot of our modalities will help your body come back into balance.
Awesome. Homeostasis, it's a great place to be.
That's where you want to be.
Yes, sir.
All of us.
Well, you guys are doing a brilliant thing, and let me tell you something. You've got a feather in your hat with April Cunningham down here in East Tennessee. She's going to be a great asset to you guys. And she let me know about you guys, and I'm very happy about it. It's been an honor to speak with you chaps.
Terrific.
No
we
problem.
Look forward to working with you.
You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you, yes.
3808.
Hi, guys. How you doing, Steven?
Good.
Great.
And you?
Oh, I'm just busy, really busy. But other than that, I'm doing all right. So what do you got? You just want me to give my testimonial? Is that what you want me to do this evening?
Well, how about giving us a testimonial about pies, Amish pies?
From my Jake that was just on the phone. Hi, Jake. Great job you did, buddy. Keep up the good work. So anyhow, how I got Jake in this, we had an appointment. We were riding around. We had an appointment, and the appointment didn't work out too well. So we went, and that day the guy got called out to go see somebody else. I guess he's a dentist. So he got called out. He's an Amish dentist. He got called out to go see someone else, so he wasn't able to make it back in time for the appointment, and obviously they don't have cell phones, so he couldn't call us and let us know. So we, Irv and I went riding around, and we found this one road here close to my house, and they sell, you know, and she has a bakery there. It's called. So we went to the bakery, and this Jake's wife was there, and we ended up selling her a food freshness card. So anyhow, and then later that evening, we had an appointment with Jake, and I talked to Jake, and Jake, we made Jake a deal that, you know, he could keep the card for a couple weeks, and you know, I'd give him his check back. If he wasn't satisfied or he wasn't happy, I'd give him his money back. So anyhow, he kind of made me a deal that, you know, if this worked, you know, he would join our business. So he takes a blueberry pie, and he sets it on the food freshness card. So then he takes another blueberry pie, and he sets it 10 feet away from it. So then 2 weeks later, we go back to see him. And he says, both pies rotted. And then he's like, well, whoops. He said, hold on here. I got to be truthful. He said, the one pie just that was sitting on the freshness card just began to speck mold. And he said, but the one that was over away from the food freshness card, he said it was teetotally destroyed. He said that thing was no good, just no good at all from the top the whole way through. So anyhow, Jake kept his word, and he joined our business. So I'm glad to have Jake on our team. Jake's a good guy.
Perfect. Welcome, Jake. Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
Yep, you're very welcome. Yep.
How about your mother's kind of situation with the, you know, extreme condition of stiffness in her shoulder?
Oh, okay. So my mom had a shoulder problem, which what they is that a medical term? I think they call it like a frozen shoulder. So my mom had a shoulder and she couldn't lift it above her head or anything like that. But she got an earthing card and she just kept rubbing the earthing card on her shoulder. And after a while, she did this for a couple times a day, and then she had an appointment with the orthopedic. When she went to see her doctor, she went in there, and she was moving her arm, her shoulder and stuff, yanking her arm and pulling it way above her head, and she had such incredible range of motion that it was unreal. I mean, the doctor's like, well, you don't need me anymore. And so, that was the end of that, but that was all because of the earthing card. The earthing card, people, has so much power that it's unreal. What it's done for me is it's taken my stomach from a whole nother level. I had extreme vomiting or extreme diarrhea every day of my life for the last 5 years until like nine weeks ago. I got the earthing card, and I haven't had the diarrhea or vomited since. And that's pretty incredible in my book. I mean, there's nothing like it in my eyes. I recommend everybody to get an earthing card. So.
Perfect. Appreciate
Thank
that
you.
Very much.
Perfect.
And
we know you're doing your
activity to make sure that everybody that you come into proximity of become familiar with this better option for a healthier version of themselves.
Oh, definitely. I try to tell everybody that's willing to listen to me, everybody that I see that's willing to listen to me, I try to tell everybody.
Perfect. Well, we're going to impact the world. We still have a little over 7.7 billion people to go.
Awesome. Let's get them. Let's get them unhealthy. Let's help them become healthy.
I wish you'd get really fired up and motivated, though, Scott.
Yes, sir. My notes got to catch up first.
I understand.
I'm getting too far. I'm not going to remember everybody. I worked on it today. I'm going to keep on working at it. I'll get it. I'll have her done. I just got some other important papers I got to fill out yet tonight. But
well,
I'll have her done.
Yes, sir.
When you come back to see me again,
yes,
she'll be done. They'll be done.
Cool.
So, all right. Thanks, guys. You guys have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, hold on, one more thing. The help, you guys, people, the help that you get in this business, the help is unreal. If you need help, you can call Irv, you call Gary. It doesn't matter what time of night you need the help, they're there. You just have to call. Don't be afraid to pick up that phone and dial. I talk to Gary sometimes until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So, and then if I need Irv, Gary will get Irv on the phone too, or, Irv will call me back, one or the other. But you have the most incredible help in this business. Tara that runs the office. The CEO, Rick, his son, RJ, everybody's just, they're just wonderful. Everybody wants to help you, and they want to help you succeed. So that's where it's all about, folks. I've done many of these businesses, and I've never had to help like I have in this one. So thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate you guys. So,
thank you.
Mutual. Thanks. Keep up the great job.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you. I will.
Just get it real excited. That's what I want.
Thanks a lot, Scott. And we don't
Thank
have
you.
Anyone else. So if you'd like to make a comment, if you're a first-time caller and you want to check in, just hit 1. The number 1 is all you have to hit at this time. There we go. 0889.
Yeah, this is Michael in Northern Idaho. Joy introduced me, and I have a question about the EMF shield. Do you have any products, including that one, that are in a medallion form that you can wear for a year or longer?
Specifically, our earthing card and our CBD resonator are in carbon fiber, and as a consequence, they are very durable. They're guaranteed for a year, and they mitigate the complications of EMF in a fashion very similar to the shield. And they're also demonstrable. You could basically take either the PET chip or the earthing card, which you could be wearing, around your
your neck on a lanyard or again the pet ship on a necklace, like I wear it, you know, just a little gold chain. And if you want to demonstrate how well it works for, you know, kind of mitigating the complications of EMF, simple kinesiology, you do a muscle test, you get a baseline when somebody has their phone in their hand or by their head when it's turned on with apps functioning, and you'll see that they're weakened. And then they simply put either the earthing card or the CBD chip in their hand, contiguous to the device that's emitting the EMF, and they'll become much stronger.
Irv, this is Dick. For some reason, you're going fading in and out. You sound like yourself and then Darth Vader. So
let's try this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. That's much better.
Yes,
much
sir.
Better.
We have that all the time. I wish you were.
Okay. Well, all I had to do was climb up on top of my van, and now we have a little better reception. So.
Okay. So you might want to repeat that because it was garbled enough that I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay. Well, basically, in the product line, we have two carbon fiber items that will facilitate the improvement of the impact of EMF. You know, basically, it will mitigate the complications, one being the PET CBD resonator, okay, and the other being the earthing card. They both mitigate the complications of EMF, and you can absolutely prove that to anybody anytime you want to. They can both be worn, you know, very, very easily. You put the earthing card on a lanyard, or, you know, a lot of people just carry them in their pocket or put them in their wallet. But, again, if you want to wear it around your neck, you can certainly, you know, find any kind of – Gary's working on some kind of modality that will make it sort of appealing. You know, it will be an attractive piece around his neck. But, you know, whether you go to that trouble or not, they do work very well in lanyards. And the little pet chip, which is about – 1.25 inches in diameter, has a little hole punched in it, and like I said, I wear it on a necklace or on a gold chain, and it's around my neck all the time. At any point you want to, you could take that and you could demonstrate how impactful it is relative to lessening the impact of EMF from the devices that you carry with you that cause EMF frequency interference with your regular energy in your body. And the way you demonstrate that very simply is that, first of all, you take your cell phone or you take your notebook, your laptop, or, you know, your gadget that plays games, it's connected to the internet, and, you know, kind of caution, little children need to have these devices protected. You know, they don't have the, you know, the education. They don't understand the complications of what's involved in having them, and they're innocent. And that's the last thing in the world that you want them, you know, to kind of be impacted by is ignorance, impacted by ignorance, inactivity for protecting them from something that we know that chronic exposure is very, very detrimental to optimal health. And we could demonstrate both the PET chip and the earthing card simply by taking any one of these devices that emits EMF and get a baseline using kinesiology, muscle testing. You could either have that individual stick an arm out and push down on it and, you know, kind of get a baseline at how much resistance they have, you know, how weakened they are by having that device functioning in the proximity of their body, and then simply put the chip or the earthing card in their hand, right contiguous to that device, the laptop, the Game Boy, the, you know, whatever it is, and at the same time do exactly the same experiment, and you'll find that they'll test much, much, much stronger because it mitigates the complications of that EMF from those devices. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Joy will follow up with you to make sure that you can connect on to the to get some more information there. So thanks for calling in, Michael.
You're welcome.
6800.
What's up, guys? How are we all doing
Hi.
Tonight? Hi.
Awesome
here.
Plus.
I'm just going to pass on one little part of advice for our friend, Mr. Irv. If you end up at the
yes.
beach and she's taking her top off and you look like you're about to wade through Sherwood Forest in order to get your toes wet, go back to the parking lot. You're on the wrong beach, my friend. As much as you love weed hiking, I think you want to leave.
We hear you loud and clear.
Hey, and I want to give a shout out to Scott. You know, keep eating, Shark. Keep eating. It took a while to get you, but we got you. And that was the main thing. And if he never made a penny in the business, I would be happy just from the standpoint of how much it's helped him with his physical ailments. That changed his life, turned his life around. I mean, I know what they did for me with the injuries that I had and the difficulties I was having, and it's, I still think when Gary was telling me at first, I'm like, yeah, right, hocus pocus, okay, whatever. It's not hocus pocus. It all works.
And
there's really no adjectives to how they change your life and your health.
Absolutely. And to add to what you said, Scott not only has a, physical transformation and his quality of life is so, so improved, but the amount of impact that he's going to have on our world and changes, changing families' lives forever, based upon his excitement and his understanding of where this is going, is going to be incalculable. Absolutely. We're impacting the world, and it's time for all of us to wake up and share our ability to improve humanity. And we have all the circumstances have come together. We're truly blessed, and we thank everybody that just kind of steps a little out of their comfort zone and begins to make people aware of these marvelous alternatives to solutions that are challenging to every household around the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, and all the tools are here. I mean, from corporate with all their marketing and sharing tools to the help from your upline with you and Gary. It's just, I'm not quite limited in what I've done in this kind of stuff. Some kind of new kid on the block, so to speak. But it's the level of assistance, and you're not out here on a walking the plank by yourself, so to speak, because everybody's there to help you. At every step of the way, they're going to give you training tools to allow you to learn and to expand your business, or help you with, talking to somebody, how to approach them, how to explain the stuff to them. And you just, as the motto goes, you earn as you learn. And the more you learn about the company, the more you can share, and the more you make. And the financial aspect of it just falls into place by itself, because when people find out about this and they try it and they see how it is, it's going to sell itself. You're not selling anything. You're just sharing the information, telling people this is going to make you go, wow. And it does.
That it will.
I've shared it with it. That has used it. It's just, I had one lady, a waitress that injured her wrist while she worked for the day. And I give her a couple of the modalities to put on them when she, towards the end of her shift. And she comes and she says, well, what's this? I says, just trust me. Go put them on. A half hour or less, you're probably going to come out here and tell me that you love me. And that's basically what it did. She came back out in about 20 minutes. She says, I don't know what you did or what you gave me, but if you can do this and you can keep doing this, says, I think I want to marry you. And whatever she done, basically shut her whole arm down for like 2 days. and she was back there helping the cook throw, you know, the French fry baskets. And when I when I gave them to her, she pulled the drawer out of her register, and she almost dropped it. The other waitress had to help her catch it so she didn't drop it on the floor. And she said, you know, I gave her them. She went back counter her drawer and was helping the cook and was flipping French fries with that arm that had been shut down for 2 days. I said, well, you know, you're welcome. This is what it is. This is where you can find it. And this is how you can make money doing it. And she was just, sign me up. And every time I go in there, she's working, you know, so she hasn't really done a whole lot in on the business side herself. But she has the stuff that she's gotten, and she's just amazed. I know I am. I still am.
Yep, we all are. And go back to her, and it's, you know, kind of sometimes it takes several you can lead a horse to water, and ultimately it takes a while to get them to figure out how to drink sometimes. And all you need to do is basically get her to understand that she'll get more freebies. She will get freebies every time she gets successfully somebody to tune into our radio blog. You know, when they get their 3 qubits for free simply by being first-time listeners on this program, which we do every night except for Tuesday and Friday night, she gets rewarded with 2 freebies. So get her to understand that. Sometimes it takes a lot of repetitive activity before people get the simplicity of what we're doing and how easy they can incorporate it into, you know, their regular activity. I realize she's busy and focused at her job, but she sure could get somebody on the call quite often once she decides to take the right action to achieve that.
Yeah,
well, look at it this way,
Chris. She has the perfect avenue to do it.
Yeah, and look at it this way, Chris. Pretend you're that horse. I had to dunk your head completely underneath the water and almost drowned you before you decide to wake up. Just think where you would be. Where would you really be? Where would
you
be?
You didn't dunk my head. You picked my fat butt up and threw me in the river and baptized me. Come on, say it straight.
Where would you have been though, the months and months before, if you would have just picked up the phone and said, hey, and quit telling me, no, I'm not interested. Where would you be?
I'm afraid to think of where it could be at, to be honest. It would be far advanced from where I'm at right now. And what I've done in 2.5 months is just mind-blowing.
I'm glad I didn't give up on you.
You're as hard-headed as I am.
And everybody should take a lesson from that, you know. There's something about timing and opportunity and action. There's a relationship between those. And ultimately, in this particular business, we are all perfectly timed. Taking the action to grab your position. If you're on this call for the first time, before tonight is over, get a spot while you're evaluating, while you're waiting for your samples, while you're watching the videos, whatever you're going to do. Take a spot. And everything that occurs once you take that spot based upon the activity of your upline could potentially fall underneath you. And that means anybody that ends up underneath you, whenever they acquire any product and it continues to grow, and this particular plan gives you the ability to get paid to unlimited, and I didn't say 10 levels, I didn't say 50 levels, I said unlimited levels, and that can occur while you are getting comfortable with the program. Even before you go to work, you can have a growing organization, which you will be able to, you know, kind of enjoy the benefits of their purchases forever.
Yeah, I've added
absolutely
one more line to the, you know, sharing is caring, earn as you learn. I add one more. I tell them, straight from experience, from my experience, because I didn't listen to somebody in the beginning. The longer you wait, the less you make.
Yeah, you You got that right.
And, I mean,
yes and no.
People. Yeah, I mean, more of a hypothetical saying, but.
The fear of loss, you know, should concern everybody on this line that's a first-time listener, because you will lose out if somebody major ends up in a position above you instead of below you because you procrastinated. That's a fact.
We've got two more callers here.
Great.
Great.
Thank you, Chris.
Welcome, guys.
5240.
This is Sheila. For those that don't know
me, I'm the senior advisor
here.
our queen-ager.
Queen-ager.
Welcome.
Thank you. And you left out the best. And everybody's seated, I hope, because you can take terrible-tasting wine and make it delicious.
Absolutely.
Right. Good point.
And also, you can take lemons. You cut them up and wave the card over it, and it'll taste different. It will taste different. And I was a procrastinator, but once I decided that this was it, and it wasn't long, because it started in February 11th, and I'm February 20th, so it wasn't that long. I've enjoyed every minute of it. What you would call, you know, some people who are addicted to things. I'm addicted to nature's frequency. I really am, wholeheartedly. And don't make it difficult. Make it easy. And please, don't try to explain it yourself. That's what these calls are for. Because you can lose somebody by trying to explain it yourself, because they think that they have to know what you know. So this way, if you get them on the call, they know that they don't have to do it. And a lot of people are afraid to, you know, say, well, I can't do that, so this isn't for me. So anyway, I help everybody also. It doesn't matter. I've been in the industry for 40 years. I've enjoyed everything about being in the industry for 40 years, and there's nothing like it, and I wouldn't be in anything else. More millionaires were created in this industry than any other industry in the world.
Awesome.
And that's about
awesome.
It.
I want to know. Well, no, that's not it. I want to know when you're going to get excited, though.
I don't think I can get any more excited than I am, and I'd like to thank April. April came in. I don't think she's in for 4 days, and she's already brought in people. She's amazing, amazing, amazing.
We need a training program for April to share with some of the other people, because I was going to find out what is she doing, because whatever she's doing, there's a bunch of people that need to know what she is doing.
The last three or four calls,
she's had people on, and they, you know. April is going to be another superstar. She's going to be a Scott Rosenberry. Maybe she's going to dwarf Scott, you know. Who knows? Very lucky.
Anyway,
girl. Very lucky.
I came in with no money, and I'm still using my commissions to buy products. The products work. And, I know what I want to say. To get them to make a move to get in, right away, like 5 minutes before. Tell them it's just like making a reservation in a restaurant. When you get there, it's waiting for you. Your table is waiting for you. So you can join today. That doesn't mean that you have to go worry about what you're going to do tomorrow or the next day. Your place is reserved by getting in as soon as possible. That's what you need to do, because it's based on timing. And I also say, if I have people to place and you're not in the program, I can't place them under you. So that's my message, and I'm sticking with it.
And we appreciate it very much.
Job.
That's solid wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you. And Gary and Scott and Sean and Teresa and everybody. One
Absolutely.
Big happy family. They're not joining
We're
really
so
company.
Grateful.
The company is a family.
Yeah, you're
Perfect.
Not in this alone, folks. Not alone at all. We are one great big old happy family. Irv and I will get up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. We might be asleep, but don't be afraid to call us. We will get up if we hear the phone. Depends on, you know, how many hours we've already done been up. But we will get up. Thank each and everyone for calling tonight. Richard, you got anybody else on the call that had
Yeah,
pressed
we got
one?
Go ahead. We got. Go ahead. 3808.
Hey, I just forgot to say something. I'm on Al Mullen. He's a great. Yeah, Al's a major help in my life. I call him up. He's down 2 hours away. I call him. And I'm like, hey man, we gotta get to this flea market tomorrow. And I'll be dying. You know what I mean? He just packs up. He's here by us too. Here, appreciate my sponsor, Al Mullen.
Another member of the happy family. Yeah, we're so blessed to have everyone. It's great.
And I'd also like to thank all the people on the downline that are really working it, and that's Gary McGee, Greg and Carrie Hurst. I really appreciate you guys. I appreciate everything you do, and you know, just keep up the good work. If I'm missing anybody in my downline that's really doing something, then I apologize. Just call me and I'll help you do anything you need to do. All right, that's all I have, folks. Thanks for moving back in because I felt really bad when I got to say about Al.
Well,
Thank
you all so much for helping Irv and I have the fastest growing team in the world, because we have the number one team in the entire world and the fastest growing, and we want to stay there. So we will get up. Invite to the shows.
Yeah, just keep rocking it. Let's go. Thanks, Scott. You'll have
get
a nice
excited,
evening.
Scott. Get excited.
Thank you. I will.
<I'll catch> you.
Okay. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Okay, that's it. That's all for the people who pressed one. So it's back to you, Gary and Irv. Anything else you want to say? That's it.
Irv, you want to say something? How much time we got left?
Okay.
Dick?
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Okay.
So basically, let's talk a little bit about this is a global enterprise. Okay, what does that mean? Does it mean that, you know, you need to go to London like I did a couple weeks ago to develop your business? It doesn't mean that at all. But it does mean that, you know, don't miss an opportunity. You know, specifically when you hear, you know, somebody that knows somebody or somebody's married to somebody that lives somewhere other than in your neighborhood, you know, specifically kind of put your international business development radar up. Say, hey, you know, is there some way that I can get a hold of that person? Because just so happens we're looking to develop some business in whatever part of the world they're from. And, you know, they may be your neighbor. My next-door neighbor happens to be from Vietnam. Or they may be somebody that you run into at the store that you go to. You know, I'm going to Michigan before I go to Wyoming, actually, and I happen to like a lot of the little privately owned stores in some of the cities up there, and they're from other countries, you know, Mexico or Iran or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter where they're from. But you can simply, through one contact, end up opening an entire country. And, you know, when you begin to realize how small this world is and how, you know, closely connected we all are, and when you get into certain cultures, you know, I'm blessed with quite a bit of, you know, Filipino activity at this, you know, particular juncture in my business development. in business in Australia, and all of, you know, the international development all came from being introduced to a couple people, you know, and realize that that's how networking always works. You know, it's not about necessarily even who you know, but maybe the people that you run into who they know or the people they know. And you basically get paid and have the ability to impact people from all around the world, not based upon what you do, but what you get started. And I recommend that you do what it takes to get started. Begin to reach into my wallet, you know, reach into Gary's wallet. Begin to give, you know, people invitations to come to this radio blog every night except for Tuesday and Friday. We are willing to give resonators to every first-time caller that's willing to pursue some additional information. How hard is it to give my money away? I mean, to me, there's no excuses here, guys. I mean, you know, one excuse is enough. There are no excuses, however you want to look at it, but anybody can become very successful at this. It's sort of like inviting somebody to an incredible barbecue. We can all do that. Or, you know, if you're inclined, a beer party. You know, how many people can you get to your beer party if that's your thing or if it's your friend's thing? You get a lot of people there. Well, this is better than that. It's changing people's lives. It's improving their circumstances in life. It's improving their health. It's showing them how to save money. It's impacting each and every individual that you reach out and touch. And they may or may not be interested. You know, that's not for you to determine. You know, they have to attend and review the information before they can make an informed decision relative to anything. And I'm kind of vehement about this. You know, I don't take no for an answer until they review the information. You know, at that point, you know, that's on them. You know, I did everything I could to share and open their vision to the possibility. If they're not interested, that's okay. But that doesn't even mean they're not interested. You know, in my opinion, it means they're not interested now. You know, everybody's circumstances changes day to day. And as you find those individuals that are not ready yet, you know, that this doesn't fit into any aspect of their, you know, understanding or their willingness, well, that could change in a month or a year. So keep them in the loop if they're willing to be kept in the loop, you know, and when I get a no, you know, when I follow up after I've invited somebody to the information and they say, hey, I'm not really interested, I ask a simple question. What aren't you interested in? Time freedom? Extra money while you're sleeping? Better health? And I shut up. And they may not be interested, and that may be an irritating statement, you know, when I ask that question. But, boy, do they have something to contemplate. You know, when we're done talking that night, you know, it's beating on them. And, you know, maybe in a matter of time it will come around and they'll say, hey, you know, I've been thinking about that. Better health, boy, that is important. You know, maybe I missed what you were trying to get me to understand. Can you get more information to me? And maybe it's a financial thing. How many people in this world today are absolutely content with their financial circumstances? And I, you know, I'm willing to say none. You know, they may say they are content, and if they say that, in most cases, they're content with being miserable. You know, they're content with you know, kind of satisficing, not being satisfied. You know, that they can cope with their reality. They accept it. I like to bring it down to a term, you know, being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, they aren't yet. But that comfort zone won't last forever in misery. And I'm not trying to push anything on anybody. That's not my agenda. My agenda is giving people options. And if they choose to improve their life, boy, do we have that on the table. So please, you know, open your heart, begin to reach out, see what you could do to share with other people, spark their interest, you know, become a really good commercial, you know, 15 seconds, 10 seconds to spark their interest in something that they'd like to investigate, and then get them in front of the information. That's your job. Become good at it, and your success will grow. Become extremely good at it, and you're going to experience a different life. So with that, Gary, you want to close it out?
Well, yeah, and I was just thinking about something. What if we did put together a little $20 package with earthing water, spray water, and more than just three modalities, and put together a little small $15 or $20 package that people could literally, before the company gets out and experience the full demonstration of the spray bottle with the earthing water, and maybe six or eight or nine modalities, you know, of maybe a mixture of WOW or CBD or, you know, a couple of things. We ought to play with that idea, because how many of you would be interested if we could get something smaller that you could, because we're fixing to come out with something hopefully about 14 days with some samples that you could actually get for $5, $10, $15, $20, but it won't include the earthing water, like what I'm running in my brain right this second. But what do you think about that idea, Irv?
Well, talk about the earthing water. People listening tonight probably think you're crazy. What's that? What is that? Where does that fit into the picture? We didn't talk about that at all.
Well, we didn't at all. You can actually take
Not
your
tonight.
Card. Oh, we don't have time on it tonight. Yeah. If you're interested and want to learn more, 423-641-3194. But we need to talk about that probably on the next show that we do, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Thursday night at 8, Saturday night at 8, Sunday night at 8, five nights a week. Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, 8 p.m., same number. I'd like to challenge each and every one to try to get at least two people to come and listen, get you some free samples, get our money. You're free to look on my personal page or Irv's, and if you see something that you like, copy it, paste it, change the phone number, leave the phone number on. If you're bashful and you can get a list of 20 to 30 people, I will devote 2 or 3 hours and we'll just get on the phone. And then you just include me in the phone call, and I'll do the work for you to help you. But while I'm helping you, yeah, I want you to have a pen and piece of paper and take notes so you can learn how to do what we're doing. With that, I want to give a very shout-out to all the military personnel, their families, everybody that's in the military, their friends, their family. Thank God and thank you for serving. Thank you for serving to give us all the freedom that we can do what we're doing now, the freedom to be able to do things and get out and go vote. Don't care who you vote for. Just get out and make sure that person loves this country and are willing to do something great. Share the information with everybody. We're almost to the point now that we're going to have to change the platform again because the numbers are growing. With that, I'm going to pass it off to Richard. Richard, do you want to finalize and close us out, please?
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're down to the last seconds. Also, remember the corporate Zoom call that is Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm sure you'll be getting an invitation to that, too. That's another great call to have in your evening. So we'll see you all back here on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. Good night, John Boy.